Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our show tonight, or this afternoon, is on Christ consciousness, the energy of Christ consciousness, without the religion part. You know, it's really the essence of Christmas. Seems like the whole thing of Christmas should be not celebrating a birthday or not celebrating giving presents, but just simply going to that energy of love, unconditional, universal love. What a lot of people say is that the Christ energy is just stepping down cosmic energies to a level that we can feel. So Jan Sircone's going to be joining us in just a bit. In the meantime, I want to tell you a little bit about what's happening at the Institute. We've got our next semester starting January 19th at the Institute. And you're always welcome to take individual classes at the Institute. And we've also got our online program starting January 9th. And if you couldn't make January 9th, you're welcome to start just about any time. You can just get in contact with me and I can give you a start date. We start about every week or 2 weeks. There's a new class that you could start on. And we also have the Sound Healing Music Production class happening January 19th. And then the week of January 11th, we've got that class online. We normally set it based on people's schedules. So if you're interested in learning Pro Tools and such, it's a whole separate course from the Sound Healing program. We also have January 31st, Sunday, January 31st, we've got the Inner Child class with Kozan Dunn. Kozan goes inside and finds your inner child and brings it home and puts it back in your heart. And then on January 17th, Sunday, January 17th, we have open house. If you're in the area, you can come and join us for a whole day of meditation and vibration. We'll put you on the sound table. So that's what's happening at the Institute. So what I'd like to do is go ahead and start the music of Unconditional Love. We've got the slowed down version. And again, this music is a homeopathic or quantum field, archetypal field of unconditional love embedded. Oh goodness. Unconditional love embedded in the music. Nutri Energetics gave me the actual frequencies to put in this music. So if you want to go ahead and start that, we'll be playing it in the background. Actually, maybe we can just listen to it full volume for the next 5 minutes to get us in the mood. And what I want you to do is, if you are able to connect with the Christ consciousness, connect with it now. If not, you can go to that space where you were in love last. Because the essence of love is Christ consciousness. Now, when you go to the space where you were in love, I want you to separate out the person, whether it was good or bad, separate out the person and go to the essence of that feeling of being in love. Just go to the essence of it and bring that back into your heart. And then bring in the frequency of Christ consciousness, of this pure love, unconditional love, into your heart. You can go ahead and play the music there, Seth. There we go. And tune in to the music and use your intention to hold this frequency in your heart. And I'll do the same. Turning to our deepest essence of unconditional love, we now create a sacred holding environment using the power of our awareness moment by moment. by offering our intention with a quality of receptivity and softness that allows for whatever we are experiencing in the moment. No matter what is happening, our power is always in the now. So I invite you now to become aware of your body and senses in a new way. One of the gateways to this is through the breath. Bring your presence and attention to your breath in each moment. Let your attention rest softly with the breath, noticing the rise and fall of your breath, not needing to change anything about your breath, allowing it to change on its own. Resting in peace, letting go of the mind's chatter, while also allowing the mind to be there as much as it is. Bringing in a more spacious awareness through the attention of the breath and just noticing the rising and falling. Not needing to change anything you're experiencing right now. And in this way, gradually, your stress releases, returning to the now of ourselves. Letting go of our history for this moment and coming to a place of deep and unconditional, universal love. Relaxing even deeper and deeper and deeper to that place where we know there's no place to get to, where we can behold the beauty in ourselves, the beauty in yourself. There's no need to wait, no need to wait for some destination in the future. Behold your beauty in yourself now, and the beauty in one another. Drink in your deepest essence right now. Your deepest essence of love. Feel it, filling your being, expanding through each aura. As you become part of the higher field of love in the world, the source from which you radiate your essence. Moment by moment, connecting deeply in that place of unconditional love, just as we are, fully accepting ourselves. mind sink down into the body with the gift of your awareness. Just feeling your body from the inside out. Feeling the humming vibrancy of your being. And the rising and falling of your breath. Allow yourself to stay moment by moment with each sensation, following it deeper and deeper to the essence of your true being, the essence of the unconditional love that you are always and always will be. feel the gratitude for being able to rest in this moment, to be alive in this moment. Feeling the fullness of joy and love in each moment. From this place, we arrive at the compassion of the Christ consciousness for all the people that don't know this place of love. All the people that are embroiled in their stuff, including us. So we go to compassion for ourselves. Forgive yourself for anything or anyone that has caused you suffering, or any suffering you may have caused others. Feeling the compassion of that Christ energy for that small and finite you. As the large and infinite you, hold your true self in awareness. Resting in the depth of compassion for yourself and others. Continuing to feel and touch your sensations with awareness. One breath. Feeling your heart opening and blossoming. And filling your entire body with the peace and joy and love that comes from this deep acceptance. Smiling down deep into your heart. Imagine what it would be like to bring this heart energy, this acceptance and love of yourself and others into the world way more than you already do. How would it look to bring it into the world one day at a time, one moment at a time? Feel the joy of reaching out to others as you also connect deeply with that love within yourself. And again, smiling into your heart and forgiving yourself for anything, anything at all. Freeing your heart. But also allowing any other feelings that may be there as well. Embracing all feelings in love and acceptance that this deep heart can hold. Always come back to this place. It's not far away. You can always remember to come back to this place of deep rest and joy, because it always resides deep within. Take this energy and just imagine everyone on the planet in this same energy. It's not hard because everybody has this energy deep within. Some it's hidden, some it's obscured, some it's overwhelmed by our egos. But it's there for every single person on this planet. So visualize every single person on the planet. You don't even have to visualize because it's real. Connect to that unconditional love within everybody on the planet. Go to the heart of everyone on the planet and imagine everybody resonating this at once. They don't even have to do it consciously. They are, at their true essence, the same energy. Creates a field so unbelievably powerful . We're talking billions of people in unconditional universal love at this moment. The seed, not only the seed, the essence, is within billions of people right now resonating. A field so strong that it resonates every one of us into that field. So now, it's like the norm, because it is the norm. So it's not like we have to go there or work to get there. It is. And it is every moment. Every moment. And the sound of that. Now, make the sound of that feeling in your head. You can sing along or just sing on top, or just make a sound in your head that's harmonious with that feeling. But every cell in everything on the planet and in this universe and in this universe. Jan is there, you can go ahead and sing with me. Mm-hmm. If you're there, Jan, you can add anything you like. Even the least bit upset or frustrated. Deep compassion for any fear that anybody is holding or anything we have holding us back. Think of anything where you feel you're not good enough. In any way, and wrap this energy around it. Because whenever we feel that we're not good enough, or we have anything going on, it's an illusion. Because our true essence is this universal love. That's who we really are. It's the essence of all. So, wrap this energy around any spaces in you that have been bothering you, or anything that has taken away this peace. Bring it to that space and let it transform the energy. It may not transform the situation, but it will transform the energy around it. And bring peace to it. Now we have Jen. Hey there.
Hi, David.
We're in the zone. So we're bringing this energy of unconditional love to the whole planet and imagining it, or don't even imagine, the essence of every being being this Christ consciousness, this unconditional love. So tell us of this essence, Jan. Hi there.
Hi, David. I am so glad to be here, and even coming in a little bit late, I feel the elevated frequencies, and I'm so glad that you asked me to be on the show tonight, because this truly is the time for people to allow themselves to have these higher frequencies that are coming naturally into the planet to bathe their entire being. And it actually is coming through the feminine aspect, which is very gentle and nurturing and loving. the Christ consciousness is actually, I call it a band of frequencies, because it's a certain vibration. It's not a place. It's a feeling within the body. It's something to be experienced. And it's a certain vibration that once you move into that, you're just there. Everything is aligned and healed. And that is where all of us are going, naturally, with the planet as she is reconfiguring her harmonic frequencies. And that's why the sound healing and the sound work that we're all doing is so important, to realign and amp up our frequencies so that we, it's almost like popping into the Christ consciousness field. And what Christ said was, this too you shall do and more. And because we now have the tools and the understanding of the vibratory field and the oneness and the tools of how to lift our thinking and our vibrations up with the sound healing tools, we certainly can do this and more. The Christ consciousness field starts at about 734 hertz, and that's just a number, it's an arbitrary relative measurement. But just imagine that you're allowing yourself to go through a ceiling of a vibratory field and allowing your head, your crown chakra, just to receive a bath of these higher frequencies. Would you like me to go through a little process, David? Is this a good time?
Sure. Yeah, we did a guided meditation already and got into the zone.
You
but
too?
Absolutely, yeah. Go ahead and...
Oh, it feels beautiful. It feels so rich.
Yeah.
It feels
yeah.
very luxurious.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to invite everybody in this beautiful state. We'll just go a bit deeper. So
great.
Take a deep breath through your nose and out through your mouth. We will continue deepening this process as we ask and intend to set a beautiful sacred space, a huge luminescent tent, a geometric structure of an octahedron as above, so below, that encompasses all of our beingness and all of our heart, each one of us already in our expanded state. Call in the archangels, call in the Christ being, the avatar Christ, the one who 2,000 years ago initiated with our Creator the plan for Earth, the new divine plan, and the beings that unfolded out of this Christed illuminated field, first 110 and now 1100. Each of you listening, carry these codes, which can be expanded, activated, so that you yourself fully comprehend and understand and can initiate your own gift and unique place as we reharmonize the earth grid through our very own bodies as conduit of divine light, anchoring right in the magnetic Mother Earth. This is the plan, simple and plain. So take a deep breath through your nose and out through your mouth, and feel the energies of the divine source, a huge ball of the brightest light, beginning to rain down into your crown chakra, showering with profound light and remembrance, and a deepening sense of feeling home on earth at last, as we bring heaven down into our present day world through your own body. Simply by integrating your own divine higher template, integrating that right into your body. So let all of these energies now come down into your head, bathing your throat, your shoulders, taking a deep breath and letting them fold into your heart so gently and so lovingly, coming down into your abdomen, raining down now through your legs at the bottom of your feet, connecting deeply into the core of Mother Earth. And she is in such gratitude that you have brought this life back so she can realign herself properly with the correct proportions and energies back again with the galactic core. This is the divine plan. So let those energies now pulse up through your feet, up through your body, into your heart, and feel your heart receiving the feminine energies, and almost not exploding, but joyfully dancing and expanding with the divine masculine energies that have flowed down from the heavens. Let your heart just find all the harmonics, all the colors, all the depth, and just let it expand. Just let it open, open, open even deeper. And this is home. This is bringing heaven down into your body so that you can radiate this out, this illuminated being. Let these energies go, continue up through your throat, up out the top of your head, connecting back into Creator Source. And you are like a tuning fork. This is the field of Christ consciousness. This is the zone of healing, miracles, knowing. Just allow yourself. Let this energy now extend beyond your body and connect with every other listener on this radio program. Let our hearts connect in a beautiful geometric grid, like the flower of life, which is the new pattern established on Earth just this very last solstice, fully integrated into the Earth plane. Find your place on this pattern. You are a light, and you are connected, and all that you need to do your work will be given. Look around you. You'll see your soul family. People you'll be working with, creating the new realities, new cities, new ways of being, new governments. Happy smile. I see David there in all the beautiful sounds and light and color creations for healing and entertainment we'll be co-creating joyfully. So begin to just allow all of this to be established as the truth for you personally and for Earth. This beautiful, sacred co-creation, dispensation from our Creator, finally established at last on Earth. Now, so just slowly but surely we'll come back, bringing our consciousness back to the now, back in our bodies, being grounded, feeling wonderful. And I'm wondering, David, if we have time to do just a little bit of toning. What does it look like?
Yeah, we've got a couple minutes.
How does that sound?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent.
Bring the feminine and masculine together.
Oh, I love that. Yes, we did that last week at a concert, and it just really establishes that balance on Earth that's been out of balance for so long.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to sit up straight, and I'm going to make an intention. Every being on this planet who so chooses allows this energy to come in like two spiraling vortexes through the center of their being, becoming balanced and whole. All right. Shall we?
Yeah.
Thank you.